From the kitchen in JRNYCRD San Ramon, it's Pancake. One meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. It's been a while. As soon as I realized I'd been gone, I started looking for myself, but another wild goose chase there, I'm afraid. So, anyway, I'm back. I did a lot of thinking since I interviewed with me. Dozens of thoughts per day, making great progress. I knew I needed to sort through this mystery like Sarah would, one major aspect at a time. And this time, time was the aspect. I set out to find out everything Sarah Koenig did before she had breakfast that morning. What were the events that led up to her eating the breakfast that led up to her creating cereal? Like I mentioned in the last episode, I needed to talk to people who I knew would know Sarah Koenig the best, other cereal fans. And I also had to, for the sake of having balanced reporting, find people who knew her the least, so complete strangers to her. I've talked to hundreds of people by now. So to be clear, this episode is about Sarah's pre-morning. The next episode, episode 3 for those who aren't very good at counting, we'll talk about Sarah Koenig in general. Wait, Sarah was a general? First, I talked to Blake, not his real name, by the way, to get his opinion.
Yeah, I don't know, really. She probably got dust at some point.
Jake, I need more than that.
Laura, I told you not to use my real name.
Jake, I didn't.
Yes, you did!
We'll never know if I actually said his real name or not, but what I got from that was... it was going to be hard to piece together a cohesive start-to-finish narrative. I had plenty of speculation, which is helpful, but it's just not enough. Here is just a taste of the links I went to get some good intel on this. I asked my mother.
Honey, I don't know.
I asked her mom.
Grandmother! What secrets might you have been out of Sarah Koenig's morning routine from the Great Barren?
I asked some cereal fans.
I don't know. The show's not really about her. No one really cares what she does in the morning.
I got a lot of varied responses.
I heard she sleeps in a hammock, so that's cool.
Whoa. She definitely feeds her dogs before she feeds herself. Well, of course. I think she created cereal before she had breakfast that morning. I refuse to believe that. To keep my journalism balanced and objective, I needed balance and objectivism. I needed to talk to people who knew nothing about Sarah, who would provide me with nothing useful. Okay, well, based on the information you just told me, she probably checks major news outlets at some point to make sure she's got all the big headlines for the morning. I don't know. I know what you're thinking. What a waste of time. Yeah, it's crazy that journalists are required to spend half their time on people they know don't know anything. But it all pays off when you find that one person who you didn't think would know anything, who shouldn't know anything, who knows everything. Wilfred Woof was that person.
And you're sure?
As sure as my name is Wilfred Woof, DDS. Okay, see, I wasn't really that sure about that, though. So just when I had gotten an in-depth, exhaustive account of what Sarah Koenig did that morning, I got another one from someone named Kat Dioji. That's called corroboration. Or at least, it would be. The problem was they were completely different. I knew the truth lied somewhere in the middle. So I just cut them together and called it a day. So here it is. The official, unimpeachable account of what Sarah Koenig did that morning.
It was 6 a.m.
She emerged from the sheets. Fully clothed.
She stretched and screamed yawn out the window.
And fired 2 warning shots at a crow. She does not like crows.
She closed her eyes and it felt her way to the bathroom as part of her daily practice in case she ever were to go blind.
She then brushed her teeth.
Definitely didn't have to brush her teeth.
Then pretended to brush her hair.
She slipped into something less comfortable, aka daytime clothes. Am I right?
She then proceeded to fall down her flight of stairs.
She fell down 2 flights of stairs.
And she greeted her 16 children.
2 husbands.
Her 3 cats.
A single grain of rice.
And sat down at the breakfast table.
So there you have it. Something real. Something fact-based. Objective truth. But this was just the beginning. What was Sarah like? Who was she? What's her name? These are the questions rolling around in my mind like rolls of cinnamon. All coming next time on Pancake. Pancake is produced by Rocky Chavez and me. It was written and edited by me. No one is checking our facts because, contrary to previous statements, there are no facts. None. This episode was also mixed by Rocky Chavez. Our story consultant is Alex Richwood. Special thanks to Sarah Koenig and the entire Serial staff, and cheers to a great second season. Pancake is not affiliated with Serial and This American Life in any way. No preview this week, but if you stay tuned, something is bound to happen.